Well, it is exciting. Here we are standing looking over the course. What you achieved on Telecasters, did that feel like a surprise, or were you expecting a performance like that?
It gave me a very good feel at Windsor, Rupert, but this was a huge step up in class. Hughie taught the world of the horse, and he certainly bred for the job by a Derby winner out of an Oaks second. I'd have been disappointed if he didn't run well in the Dante, but to lower the colours of Too Darn Hot and finish so far clear of the rest of them was fantastic.
Coming into the race and the way the race panned out, did it go just as you wanted, or did you have to find something different from your horse to produce a performance like that?
I wanted to sit behind Kieran O'Neill because I felt Turgenev would go a decent gallop to try and get Too Darn Hot to relax. But look, it took me 2 furlongs to get him to drop his head, but fortunately he really did relax then mid-race, and I was able to fill him up before we had to go again the straight. And he's still learning, he's a big baby. If he gets to the start at Epsom and Hughie decides to run, I'd be very hopeful he'll run a huge race.
And the thing is, it looks like he's got the heart for it, because, and then you're looking at this course, I mean, you've ridden in derbies, desperate to win it, but did he give you the feel that this shouldn't provide any more than a routine sort of racecourse outing for him, because he can cope with it?
He's got a great physical, and you can't get away from that really, Rupert. I don't think he'll struggle handling this course. He's incredibly well balanced.
Is that, and because he's talking about, he's a big horse, can he bully the opposition as well? When you've got a, he's going to have to bully a lot of Aidan O'Brien's horses, but do you know what I mean? He can mentally deal with it.
Yes, certainly he's got the, you know, he's not a small horse, and he'd have no problem holding his pitch in any big race. But look, we'd all hope for a clean Epsom Derby, and the last thing you want is any hard luck stories.
Given that you've ridden in the race, you've been knocking at the door, does this feel like your best chance?
Yeah, I thought Roaring Lion last year had a great chance, and if you asked me at the bottom of the straight was I going to win, I thought I was, but fortunately he didn't quite see out 12 furlongs and he went on to great things. But with this horse, I'm pretty positive he would stay 12 furlongs, and you know, whether he lines up at Epsom or not, we'll have to wait and see. But he's certainly a very exciting horse for the future.
Is the Investec Derby the holy grail for jockeys?
Well, certainly an English-based jockey, and you know, a lot of the French guys have been lucky enough to win the race as well, Olivier Pellier and Michael Barcelona. But for me, I've watched this race for many years, from childhood, and Galileo and all the Ballydoyle winners and Workforce and whatever else. But it's a special, very special time of year.